All right, so I know that I told you we were going to go on to Perikov tests, but there's one last glimpse into this controversy that we've been talking about for the last 4 weeks, which really wraps it up, and it will come together in Purim in the most incredible way. So, the Eight of Lev was authored by Rabbi Kasil Yehuda Teitelbaum, Sigeturuf. He was the Yismach Moshe's son, I believe. My children are his descendants. They are one of the benefits that I got in marriage. But yeah, Avram, so he says in Parshas Lech Lecha, he has a lot of material in Parshas Lech Lecha. And this is Vayema Avram Eloit, he parted no male lie. Avram says to Lloyd, if you remember, their shepherds were fighting. And Avram Avinu says to Lloyd, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. Okay, get ready. B'zayir HaKadosh, the Zayir says, Mefarish al derech haremes. He points in the way of an illusion. Ki Avram don nishmasa. The Lloyd says, Avram is the neshama. Lloyd hu yetzahara.
Wow.
Lloyd is the yetzahara. Okay, this is a very famous, oft-quoted Zayir. Uledarkoi nemar, al pi mashu kosev bekisve kodesh al arava kodesh menayin Reb Tzvi Hersh Mezidachayv. Okay, so Reb Hersh Mezidachayv has a sefer Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael is primarily a Kabbalah sefer. But in this sefer, there are some places where there are kind of accessible pieces, and you will soon see this is a very down to earth piece. So Behersel Zidachayver, by the way, wrote a sefer Suomei Rabbi Seitoiv. He has a whole bunch of deeply, deeply Kabbalistic svarim. He has a pirush on the Zohar. So most of his material is very Kabbalistic in nature.
Do you want me to get it?
No, I don't want you to get it. I want to shut off the... I don't know how to do it. Okay. So he says as follows. Parmaim Chazal. And but push pshat in this Chazal, it's staggering. Everybody quotes this Gemara. Always a person should incite their good inclination against their inclination. Not chay mutiv. If you win, good. If not, yasik b'ter. Study Torah. Not chay mutiv. If you win, fine. If not, yikar yishma. Not chay mutiv. Fine. If not, yasik b'yom avisa. But nobody talks about what does it mean at the outset. Before it starts any of the methodology, What is the li'olam yargizodim yetzitev yetzor? You should always incite. Well, how do you incite? Nobody comments on that. That's what Rav Zidachayver is commenting on.
Wow.
What is the original incitement about? Shenemak, so the pasuk he quotes is Rigzu al tachto imu v'avchem amashkam with himself, and the Gemara darshens each part of that pasuk and how it refers to one of those methods. Hatam. Explains the verse of the Chayver, be yois, Adam Royishim is Garabay Yetzahara, because he says, for instance, when the Yetzahara attacks a person with anger, there's some people who get angry. That's what I heard from somebody. So, kas stems from fright. Is oz kol koyach hayetzahara be midazushal apachet. So, what the Yetzahara does is it throws his entire force behind this particular attribute of pachad. So what do you do? Oz yizdabik yetzitoiv b'midas ahava. You go at him with a different midah. He's completely obsessed with pachad. The yitzhar is attacking you and getting you involved in anger at somebody. How do you respond? How does the yitzhar respond? Go off in a completely totally different direction.
Tell us, what does kas have to do with pachad?
He says that kas comes from pachad, from gevura.
Uh-huh.
So what you should do in response is get involved in some kind of ahava. Afshu ahava chitzonis. He says, I'm not telling you to get involved with ahava zabayra. Get involved with a secular ahava. Get him off his game. Okay? V'derech mashal, for instance, yisad elisayt v'lechol. Go ahead and make yourself a good steak. Eat something geschmack.
Chocolate.
Look at the parentheses. Ubederech tzaches amarti shezeu vayisapek vayoyim esimul lechem. It says by Yosef when the brothers came to him. So it says he lifted his eyes, he saw Binyamin, his brother. By Amar Yosef rushed, Kinichmiru Rachma El Achiv, his compassion was overwrought over his brother. By Yavakish, because he wanted to cry. By Yavi Achedra Yevshchom, he came into the room and he wept there. Right? By Yechatz Pana Vayetze, he washed his face and he came out. By Yis Apak, and he restrained himself. By Yemesim Alechem, and he said, put bread on the table. Says the Yetiv Lev, that what he was doing was, Yosef was overcome with this compassion. He said, I gotta get my mind off of this. Let's eat. It's a Jewish solution to all problems. Right? Simalachim. By the way,
distraction.
There are those who say that that's pshat. It says by Yosef's brothers when they went to sell him.
They sat down to eat. Right.
So there are those who say that that's what was going on here. That they were afraid that they got wrapped up in midav kas. Against their brother. They wanted to make sure that they were making a level-headed decision. So some say they wanted to make sure that they weren't hungry and irritable. According to this, no. They wanted to get their minds off of it so that they could make sure that they were dealing with a level-headed decision. Continues, He said, I'm not telling you Chas v'Shalom to go to something which is forbidden. But go ahead and cleave and connect yourself to something which is permissible. The Yetzirah is not going to go battle. You want to go eat a steak while you're in the middle of your fit of anger? Be my guest. He doesn't care. And then, with this trick, you can do war against the Yetzirah. Why? If he comes at you with anger, and you go back at him, no, I'm not going to let you get me angry. I'm going to go battle with you. He says, Azai Yosi is amitz l'negdech has v'shalom. Then your Yetzirah is just going to gang up on you even more. You want to go direct battle. We're no match for him. So he says, there you're fighting a lost battle. There you know that you're going to get into a confrontation, a face-to-face confrontation with the Yetzirah. That's very, very difficult. Should the Yetzirah come to you with appetite, with desire, he's coming at you with love. So he says sometimes you got to do even an avera for its correct sake, meaning you got to do a trick. Figure out how to get yourself angry about something. A permissible anger. If he's coming at you with a forbidden love, then create some kind of anger. Change course. Get him off his game. If the Yetzirah is coming at you with anger, go to love. He's coming at you with love, go to anger. Get him off his game.
Can you give me an example of mutter kas?
No. Vizeu, stop talking and interrupting me in the middle of this year. Vizeu hargoza shu margis. That says, it's an unbelievable pshat in this chazal. Loilam Yargiz Adam. Yargiz is a language of insight. He says, what's the incitement? So Tedosa that's Evalo. Zeu Argoza. Shu Margiz Yetzahar Mimidal Midacheris. Margiz means uproot him, get him off his game. Move the battlefield to something he's not prepared for. Kitam, like you see, what's the language? He gives you a proof from Eov. Hamargiz Eretz Memkayim, it's somebody who moves the land, the earth, from its place. So, Leilam Yargiz Adam Yetzitav Yetzahara means move the battlefield away.
It's like my wife being able to change the subject anytime she wants.
Precisely.
So the answer is trickable. We see he's trickable.
Right, you see that the bits here, you're saying, I'm just moving away, I'm going to eat steak, I want to go eat, I'm hungry now. Once you move to a different character trait, you weaken him. He's not going to this full force. Then you could beat him. Because he's not attacking you in that midah. He's not prepared for it. Then you will be able to go and cleave and connect to your creator. Ad kan devarav hamesuke midvash. Says the Yetiv Lev, these are the words of Hershel Zidichayva that are sweeter than honey. Now, okay, so that's how he teaches this chazal. How this has been sitting concealed in this sefer until now. She must have just written it yesterday, because otherwise we would have heard about it. Says, continues the next page. Flip the page. Look what he does here. Daniel, there's copies here. This is what the Pasuk is saying. Vayomer Avram. Now again, remember the Zohar says Avram is the Yetzer Tov, Lot is the Yetzer Hara. Vayomer Avram, one neshama. The neshama says, "All Lot, Yetzer Hara." He says to the evil inclination, "Al noti meriva ben yevenacha, ki yishav ki al nosham yevenacha benacha." Let there not be a war between the two of us. We're brothers. Ach v'zoyz yeus. What should we do? He parted no me'alai. Separate ways. Let's go in different ways. Ima smile. If you go to the left, if you come at me with anger or a forbidden evil fear, that you come from the left, I'm going to go to the right. Agbir, I'm going to go ahead and increase some kind of love or some kind of passion or desire, which is permissible. That comes from the right. To get rid of the anger. As I said earlier, you go to the right, I go to the left. You go to the left, I go to the right. He entices him. If the Yetzirah comes at him with an appetite, with a desire, which is forbidden, then I will go to the left. Agbir is a kasu pachad. Then I'm going to increase some kind of fear, some kind of anger. Hamuchonim b'shem smile, b'derechet in a permissible way. Okay. V'chol zeh b'tchila. This is all elementary, entry level Judaism, entry level warfare with the Yetzer Hara. Avol. V'Hashem Omar el Avram achri hi parid loit ha-Yetzer Hara mi'imai. Continues the pasuk. Hashem says to Avram, after the Yetzer Hara departs, Sona einecha, lift your eyes. Look from the place where you're standing. Says the Yetiv Lev, now to teach us this issue that we learned about over the past few weeks, the concept of elevating the Midah. Now go back. Now that you weakened him, now go back to the area where he tried attacking you. Go take a look from what kind of lofty holy place that came. Meaning, he's agreeing with the Balatanya that at the time that the Yitzhar is coming at him, don't deal with it. Get rid of it. Move away. But he's agreeing with the Kamana, which is, you're not allowed to neglect it. There's Kedusha there. But don't do it at the time. Go back afterwards and try elevating it. He says, let's use a practical way. If the person is overcome with a evil love, the person should see. This is coming from a holy form of chesed. And he should increase the love of Hashem. And the same applies to fear. That fear came to him to uplift it, to see the great heights of awe of Hashem. Similarly, when the person sees something beautiful, he must certainly know that he should cleave to Yaakov Avinu's attribute of splendor. We learned some weeks ago that they explained that Bikish Yosef lachas tzorachov, that Yosef a tzaddik went to do his stuff. But his father's image appeared to him, says the great Magid. When Yosef saw her majesty, her beauty, hid because atzman the midas teferes elyon. Yosef went back and connected to the original, to the source of teferes, which was Yaakov Avinu's midah. The result of that was
wasn't Yargis.
No, the result of that was by Yonas. He escaped by Yetzah Chutza Mi'olam Hazeh. He was able to escape the physical manifestation of that beauty, And he escaped, Lidiyuk Neshalav, he escaped and was able to elevate it to his father's image. But that, you have to be Yosef to do, right? V'zeu shenemar, that's what Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. Tzofayna v'negba v'kedma v'yama, haroimaz l'chesed gvura tiferes malchus kenoida. Everybody knows that these directions correspond to these midas. That the person ultimately needs to cleave and elevate all of those experiences to their source.
So how is this fitting in with the previous?
So he's saying that not at the time of war, but later on, go back and figure out, okay, what was that experience that I had earlier? Where did that come from? I need to go back and realize to do the Kal V'Chomer that the... Remember we had a Kal V'Chomer in the... Why should I go to the slave? Why should I get all wrapped up in pleading with the minister if I could go to the king himself? So, but he said, don't do that while you're being attacked, because he's stronger than us. First, get him off your back.
Did he?
Who?
Yosef.
No, Yosef was on a level where he was able to go straight.
Not an example.
Right. Right. Yosef was able to go straight. Now, the next...
He did run away.
But no, he's teaching the Vayonas Ve'etzachutza is that he was able to get it out of its physical format and to elevate it heavenly. The Magid says that he went straight on. But then you have to be Yosef to do that.
So how do you afflict it again? How do you go back?
He says you go back to its source. We discussed that when we did the Yosha Divra Emes. Did you say, where does love come from? Humans can't create love. Love has to be a love that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only that Hashem has no option but to appear to me in this physical form because I don't understand godly love. So he appears to me in physical love. Look at the next paragraph. It's incredible. Ubezel marti lefarish divrei Rashi parshas Baloischi. He says with this introduction that there's a two-stage approach for the average person. But tzaddikim...
One stage.
There's a one stage. The rest of us have to go veer away first, and then we can go back to it later. The tzaddikim can go straight and say, hey, this comes from a great lofty ahava, this comes from a great lofty era, and they don't have to go through a two-step process. Famous Rashi. Rashi says that it comes to the lighting of the menorah. The Torah says, Vayas kein aharon. Aaron did so. Says Rashi, "Lahagid shvocha shel Aharon shleishina." This comes to tell the praise of Aaron that he didn't do it any differently than Hashem commanded. All the Mefarshim ask, like, "What's up with that? Why does Rashi need to? Why does the Torah need to tell us that Aaron HaKohen didn't change? Who would have thought? Who would have thunked that Aaron would have changed from the word of Hashem?" Says the Eight of Lev. Because when the Torah is talking about uplifting the neiros, the candles, the lights, el mul pnei menorah, opposite the menorah, yirmois, the Torah is talking about lahal shiva midah shel adam. It's talking about elevating the seven basic character traits of a human being. Mul shiva midas el yonis that correspond to the seven heavenly midas of chesed gvura tiferes netzach hoyd yisoid malchus. Those are the seven heavenly attributes, and human beings mirror those seven attributes in their own character. And our job is litaron to cleanse them kikesef mizukak like pure silver. Anybody who overcomes their midas, what does that mean? Parentheses, linakoisam. That means that we need to cleanse our character, meiz Hashem etzrach chas v'shalom, from any semblance of evil. The davik b'midas ahava leboyrei. That means to cleave with love and to use it exclusively for Hashem. Ulasa kol b'nitav etzrois and to get rid of all other desires. V'lidam b'vani Hashem Hashem yisbrach and to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahosir and to get rid of kas, anger, upachad ra and any other evil fear. Chas v'shalom, v'gaiva and arrogance, v'kina and jealousy, v'sina and hatred. Uli yisbar v'yisbarach, and our pride should only be to pride ourselves in Hashem. Uli natzeach ha'yitzar, and the netzach is to have victory over evil. Uli shabeach, ulo hoides laber, hoid is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uli yiskashe b'bimidas yisoid, and to connect with him through yisoid. Ulam lichai and to coronate him, I'll call him Achivorev Shisel Gidav, I'll call the Oilam Mikesamachas, and to coronate Hashem over all 248 limbs, and all 365 sinews, and over the entire world with a crown of Malchus. If a person does that, say Chazal, Mavid and Loyal Kopshah, then he's forgiven for all of his averes. What's the result of that? Says the Pasuk. Va'oz ye'iru shiva saneris. Then all of his seven character traits illuminate. They all are brilliant because he cleansed all of them. Why? Because we are created in a mirror image of the character above. When we cleanse ourselves below and we do our job of illuminating our neshamas, is boisirusa d'li'ela. So then comes along the heavenly assistance. Lohayir b'chala boi lamais. The Rebbein Shalem illuminates all the four worlds. Atzilus bria yitzira asiya. Kol echad al digla, each one according to its tolerance level. Shifa yasef mechud zayot seif yisbarach yisal. Everything is gathered from the smallest strand until the Ein Sof. This was what Aaron HaKohen was able to do. Meaning, as long as a person has not perfected his character, so that person cannot go straight to elevate the Midah. That person's got to get away from it and can come back. But if a person is hellas nerosa, he uplifted his entire character, and it was mul p'nei ha-menorah, that person's own character mirrored Hashem's heavenly midas, then that person doesn't have to go the circumvented way. He can go straight to elevating the midas. The ishtamish b'tagei chalav. That is, he says, al derech shekosav b'kisuv kodesh, now, like we just learned from Rebbe Yerushalmi Zidishever, k'loimer yachloif. There are some people that have to switch it. They have to go around the roundabout way and switch it from one midah to the next. Because if that was the attribute of Aaron, to flip over the page, with that very midah that he wanted to get him at, he didn't have to go to a different midah. Aaron HaKohen was able to go head on attack. You came to me with love, I'm going back at you with love. I don't have to go to another midah. The rest of us have to go to a different midah. But Aaron HaKohen, due to his high elevated state, was able to battle head on because his character was so refined. Vizel, says Rashi, Lahagit Shvachai Shal Aharon. This comes to tell us the praise of Aaron Shaloi Shina, that he didn't have to switch it. He didn't have to change Mimida the Mida. He didn't have to go and switch it from one character to another. He went straight into that Mida and was able to illuminate it from its darkness. And he was able to elevate it to its source. And understand this well. I mean, it's just a gorgeous interpretation based on this of Heschel Zidichaim. Now, the Imre Yosef from Spinka quotes here this same piece from the Beis Yisrael, from the Zidichaim. And he writes, again, and then in his name, and I say, there's no question, that for the great tzaddikim who have completely elevated themselves, they for sure have the ability of elevating each midah to its source. But for the rest of us, or even for great tzaddikim, but when they're not in a good place, then they can't appeal to this. There's Imre Yosef in Parshas Toldos. He says, what are you going to ask me? How am I touching this about Avram Avinu? This is Avram and Light. If we're talking about Avram and Light, you're going to say about Avram that he wasn't on that level, that he was able to attack head on? Just went ahead and said that Avram says to Light that if you go to the right, I'm going to the left.
That's not true.
But he was on that level. He says, don't ask me that. Because Zele Kashemidah, that's not a kash at all. Because Torah is eternal. and it has to teach for even tzaddikim that are not tzaddikim gemurim. And the neshama of every Jew is called Avram, and the Yetzirah of every Jew is called light, and therefore the Torah is instructing every kind of Jew on how he needs to act. So that's not a kasha.
Why is it Avram instead of Avram? Is that because it was before the name change?
Yeah.
And what about Yosef then?
Same thing. Yosef was on that level. Now, here is...
But then you got to say it's...
sometimes the Torah refers to it like this, and sometimes it refers to it like this. Not a kasha. Sometimes the Torah does refer to it on his level.
For the
fun. Yeah, but that's not a kasha. Well, listen to this. Comes the pasuk by Purim, and it instructs us explicitly in the pasuk. This whole shmuz of the Yetiv Lev is right here in the pasuk. Pasuk says like this. Chapter 9, pasuk 1. Ubishnei masuk chaydesh hu chaydesh hadar. It was on the 12th month. On the 13th day, Ashehigia dvar haMelech v'dasei lehiyoseis. The day that the word of the king, remember the king in the Megillah, refers to the king, capital T, capital K. So the day that the word of the king came down to be done, b'yom Ashesivru oivei haYehudim lishloit b'hem, the day that the enemies of the Jews planned, they were already prepared to have dominion over the Jews. Literally, they were going to have the shlita. V'nahapachu, the opposite happened. Ashiyish the Tua Yehudim, Hema b'saneim. Instead of the enemies of the Jews having shlita, having ruling over the Jews, instead the Jews ruled over their enemies. Okay? So, on the day that the word of the king comes into the world to be done, immediately, the enemies of the Jews, the Yetzirah, is right there waiting to take Shlita. So the Torah says, right. Solution number one is Vinahapachu. When you deal with evil, you gotta switch it on him. You gotta go Vinahapachu, you gotta go to another meeting. He comes at you with love, go at him with fear. He comes at you with fear, go with love. Switch it. But, but if a person is on the level where he is a Jew who is Shailit, he like Aaron HaKohen, like Yosef HaTzadik, he is a ruler over himself, then Hema, those types of Jews, Bisaneim, those types of Jews can go deal directly with their enemies. Those people don't have to go and switch it to a different Midah. Those people, Hema, those unique Tzadikim, like the Baal Tanya says, Bisaneim, those people can battle directly with their enemies. But for the rest of us, it's Vinahapachu. For the rest of us, we got to take it and veer it to another form of war.